Day 38, April 11th. Today's reflection is based on Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 1 through 14, and was written by the Reverend Kendra Buckwalter Smith, classes of 2012 and 2013, director of the worship program. So often in life, we find ourselves in places we'd rather not be, whether due to our own choices or circumstances beyond our control. In today's text, Jeremiah speaks to the Hebrew people who had been carried into exile in Babylon. It was not where they thought they should be, nor where they wanted to be. In the preceding chapter, a false prophet named Hananiah told the people exactly what they wanted to hear, that this exile would not last long. Into the false hope generated by Hananiah's words, the word of the Lord came through Jeremiah speaking a greater, if more challenging, hope. While false prophets encourage mere optimism, Jeremiah encourages true hope that comes only through trust in the God who holds the future of all creation in an active, loving, redeeming embrace. It's a hope that allows us to be realistic about the immediate present, to admit the hardship, the injustice, the disappointment, and to discover the ways God is working in the midst of it all. We don't know what the future will look like, but the word of the Lord assures us that it is filled with hope. And that's all we need to know. With that knowledge, we can get at the work of responding to God's call in the present, the call to seek the welfare of the families and communities that surround us, of society that is crumbling under injustice and violence, of creation that is groaning in travail. In seeking the welfare, even of the places we'd rather not be, it turns out that our hearts are seeking the Lord who promises to be found. For at the center of God's heart is not merely the future we imagine for ourselves, but the promise of welfare and hope for all creation. Today's prayer. God of promise, we are regularly reminded that the world has wandered far from where you have called it to be. Even still, you promise that the future is filled with hope. Help us to trust in this hope and to respond to your call to settle into grateful living and actively seek the welfare of all, knowing that you are at work, even in the places we'd rather not be, lovingly leading all creation to your promise fulfilled. Through Christ Jesus, the hope of the world. Amen.